Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Eyes are on Pennsylvania. All eyes on Pennsylvania, the crucial battleground state. Early voting underway. Get that ballot in, baby. Get it in. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We are streaming live on YouTube right now, youtube.com/1210WPHT. And this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be back there December 20th for our next live show. The last live show was epic. It was a blast. If you missed it, you missed out on something very special. So mark your calendar now and join us at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Use promo code Zeoli to get 25% off your midweek stay from now until the end of the year. No minimum required. Very happy to welcome back to the show. It's been a while, but Scott Turner, Senior Advisor for America First Policy Institute, former NFL player and Executive Director of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. Scott, I remember when you were in the White House, you were on my show. How you doing, man?
Yes, sir, Rich. Great to be with you again. Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And you're in Pennsylvania right now. You're in Pennsylvania over the weekend, working really hard. Let's talk about this and opportunity zones and the initiatives that are there and why Donald Trump is doing so well among black voters.
Yeah, so we and you're right. We were in Pennsylvania last weekend speaking there in Pittsburgh at Allegheny County to evangelical faith voters. And, you know, Rich, last election, last presidential election, 20 million evangelical Christians and faith believers stayed home and did not vote, and that's unacceptable. You know, as believers, man, we have to be the first ones to lead the way, to fulfill our civic duty and vote, you know, for leaders that uphold biblical principles, that uphold leaders that want to do the same. And so we've been encouraging people all over the country, and not just faith voters, but all voters, all educated voters, to get out to the polls, vote your principles, vote your foundations, and people that want to uphold those policies like you do. And especially, you know, President Trump has a proven record being a warrior, one, for the Constitution, and two, for religious liberty, for freedom of speech, for gathering together, the First Amendment. You know, he did more as a president, and I've noticed personally by being in his administration more as a president for the faith community than any president in our modern day history. And he wants to do the same again, but we as the people have to get out and vote for him, you know, and uphold those policies and principles. So I'm excited to be working on a campaign on the behalf of the president and really on behalf of our country as a whole.
Yeah, well, that's really great to hear from your firsthand experience of being in the White House, Scott Turner. And, I contrast that with Kamala Harris and the pandering that she's doing right now, trying to win back the black voters that she's lost, clearly. And, you know, one of the things I think, and I played the clip earlier, but the commercial that the Trump campaign just put out with Charlemagne the God talking about how crazy it is to pay for surgeries for prisoners, transgender inmates, you know, and how crazy that is as people watching football games. I mean, that's the kind of nuttiness the left has embraced as they've fought people of faith over the years.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're opposed to anything in the faith community. Yeah, so this is a real clear election. This is literally, Rich, an election of choice. You have one candidate in Donald Trump who stands very clearly and boldly and unashamed for conservative biblical policies and principles, family, faith, life, marriage, not having girls and boys in the same locker room, not allowing boys to compete in girls' sports, the protection and safety of our young women. And then clearly on the other side with Kamala and the other party, you have people that stand for the transgender agenda, stand for, you know, taking babies, killing babies in the womb all the way through the ninth month and beyond. You have they stand for, you know, girls and boys in the same locker room, putting our young women in danger. So there's really a clear choice. Back in the day, it used to be, well, it's foreign policy and taxes. You know, those are kind of the two differences. But now it is a clear difference.
Yeah.
And it is completely radical. And I don't, you know, people that I've been around, both Republicans and Democrats, this comes down to what Dr. Ben Carson's always said. This comes down to common sense. Do you love your family? Do you love your children? When you work hard and go to work and run your business and have a job every day, do you want to keep more of your money in your pocket for the sustainability of your family? Do you want to be able to gather in church, or do you want to be able to preach the gospel, to pray, you know, to send your kids to school in safety? If that's you, then clearly President Trump's policies and the policies of the Republican Party are for you. And I've heard a lot of Democrats, in particular, you said the black community. One thing that Democrats don't understand about the black community is tired of the Democrats saying that we are for you, we're going to do this, we've done this. It is a complete falsehood. The Democrat Party for the last 50 to 100 years has done nothing to benefit the black community. But the policies that we implemented in the former administration, those policies have lifted up not only the black community, but every community, but in particular black people. Now, the eyes of the black community are being opened. Like, hey, man, I love going to work. I love my marriage. I love going to church. I love keeping more of my money so that I can be free as a private citizen to do with my money what I want. I don't want government handouts. I don't want crime in my neighborhood. I don't want you to defund the police. And the black community is tired of the Democrat Party speaking for them, and particularly speaking in a way that is not true.
You know, and also, too, I mean, your points are so great, Scott. But, like, I mean, you played for the Washington football team, the Commanders. I mean, also, too, the way they go after speech, you know, the political correctness and the nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, Tim Walz saying that, you know, hate speech should be banned and disinformation should be banned, and Kamala Harris blaming that anyone who criticizes her, misinformation, playing with words, you know, saying that boys can be girls. I mean, the left has had this really kind of Jekyll and Hyde thing where, on the one hand, they try to force us to say things we know are not true. And on the other hand, anything that they don't like, they tell us is not true. At the same time, they go after stupid things like the names of football teams.
Right. And, you know, I got drafted by the Washington Redskins, and it was one of the greatest moments in my life.
I
outside
bet.
Of accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior and marrying my wife, Robin, you know, being drafted by the Washington Redskins, getting your name called on draft day, you know, it's not about politics. And, oh, and by the way, the tribes that are in Washington, the Redskins, they actually were proud that their name was on the side of the helmet of the Washington Redskins. And so, you know, the Democrats and really, and I'll tell you further than that, people that are, you know, just super left-lean and liberal people, it's not about the discussion. It's not about the facts. It's not about what impacts everyday people. It's about, hey, what makes me feel good? What hurts my feelings? What is, you know, the popular society saying? And which way is the wind blowing? That's the policies of this current Democrat, liberal, far left leaning party. But the policies of true conservative people are about the foundational policies and the bedrock policies of America: faith, family, freedom, free speech, right to bear arms, low taxes, right to run my business. Look at all our farmers. Look at all our business owners. Look at all our families. Look at the school boards. Kids now are learning things in school at the most vulnerable, most developable times of their life, learning things that they should never even lay their eyes on, that their ears should never hear. And if you listen to Dr. Carson, he said, man, that is complete child abuse and child endangerment. And so policies such as that, and, you know, all this tongue in cheek and, you know, the things that Kamala and the others are saying, you know, if people in America, and I hope that those that are listening will hear me and hear my heart, the people in America are not dumb. We just have to take time to listen, to study. We have to be intentional about our principles that we stand on, and then go to the ballot box and vote those principles. Don't vote what's popular. Vote what is sustainable. Vote what is in conviction. Vote your faith. And when we do that, I believe that this nation, we can turn it around.
Scott Turner, I appreciate your enthusiasm, my man. I really do. I appreciate you working so hard for President Trump's reelection in Pennsylvania. I think it's great. You were just here working really, really hard at the Believers for Trump event. Before I let you go, though, I got to ask you two things. You know, I'm a dad. I have three kids. My son is going to be 10 next month. He started playing football. Any advice for him?
Yes. Tell him to have fun as he plays. Tell him to be a great teammate, tell him as far as his tackling, see what he hits. Keep his head out of the tackle. Wrap him up. Take him to the ground. And tell him to enjoy every minute of this, because being on a football team will give him life skills that not only will benefit him on the field, but also off the field. No matter how long he plays, he will benefit from being on a football team. The things you learn being a football player are so unique, and so tell him to enjoy it. Be a good listener. Be a good participant. Work hard every day and give his best in everything he does.
Well said. I love it. I'm going to share that with him right after the show. Scott Turner, thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you back in the White House. And keep up the great work, and God bless.
God bless you, Rich. Thank you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, look, as we continue along the show here today, DeSantis, we need to be Zooming with these guests. Why are we not on Zoom with them?
I'm trying. I know Congressman Muser cannot because he's
obviously. Did you ask Scott if he could Zoom with us today?
I did not.
You didn't ask. It sounded like he was home. It would have been great from the jump online so everybody could have seen him. You're like, you know what you're like? Well, you're like the guy in 1950 who won't embrace television. Like, you think like it's like a fad or something.
Well, we have like, a big Zoom.
This TV thing is not going to work out for us or last for us. You know what I mean?
That's not true. That is not true. We have a big Zoom guest on Friday.
Why can't we have a big Zoom guest today, too? Like, what is it? Like, once a week? Why do we have to pay extra?
No, I tried to get guests on Zoom today.
No, I didn't.
Wait, that is true.
Okay,
I didn't ask him.
See, Justin, you see what he tried to do right there? Yeah, the next thing he's going to tell me is he comes from a middle-class family. That's the next thing he's going to tell me. To be like this, DeSantis, did you ask him to do a Zoom interview with me? I come from a working-class family, so my mother raised me, and, you know. I mean, it's not that hard, just the friggin' Zoom link. This is 2024, DeSantis, and you're acting like you got to go over and adjust the rabbit ears and bang the top of the TV because it's staticky.
Well, okay, again, I'll take the fault for this one. I did not ask him. I forgot. I was busy arranging a bunch of other things when I booked him.
Like, you know, you're such a martyr. Oh, he's working. He's doing other things, Justin. He's so busy.
With all the other things he's doing for the show,
he can't ask a simple, because that takes hours to ask that question. Can you Zoom? Can you do Zoom? What's your phone number? But can you do Zoom? You're right. You're right. That would take all of like 8 seconds of your day. How could any man find time to do that, Matt DeSantis?
I should have just lied and said that he didn't have.
What kind of a superhuman could ask that question and find the time in their day when you go, hey, what's your number? Oh, also, could I send you a Zoom link?
We've got a big Zoom guest on Friday. We'll have a couple of people on Zoom on Friday. Let's concentrate on the good instead of isolating the bad. Let's focus on my achievements.
Let's focus on your work as a growing up in a middle class family, okay? And coming from the middle class. And the fact that your Zoom guests on Friday is like Kamala Harris's plan for black men. You know, it's open for everybody. It's not just open for guests on Friday. Just for the record. I'm just pointing that out.
All right. I did not ask. I'll concede.
This is so good. I love this. This is the best part of the show.
We'll make up for it on Friday.
This is the best.
I disagree. I think it's the worst.
I'm shocked by that. All right. Well, luckily we have another guest. He has a good excuse, though, for not being on Zoom because he was at the rally with J.D. Vance today. But it's always a pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend, Congressman Dan Muser. Congressman, welcome back, buddy. How you doing?
Rich Z, great to be with you. Hey, I would have done Zoom with you, but this works, too. Yeah, we just finished up a great rally with J.D. in Williamsport, packed house.
Nice.
Yep, had some good speakers, you know, yours truly included. I think I did my job, and J.D. came out there and just laid it out, told it like it was in a very articulate J.D. way.
That's great. And it plays really well in Pennsylvania, which, of course, you know, you are a member of Congress in Pennsylvania, and you know these people out there. I mean, his message plays.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I mean, people, look, Donald J. Trump is a phenomenon for, I don't know, maybe 60% of America. He just delivers common sense. It's amazing how he connects with people, how he talks about common sense policies, and how he shows that the other side is just going down the wrong path and then some for the United States of America, for all Americans. You'll never hear Donald Trump alienate any group, wants to include everyone. Now, on the same note, you hear that the Harris, Waltz, Biden, Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, all they do, Schumer, is alienate. So we're just trying to, look, have a common sense approach to how we can make America a lot stronger. President Trump knows how to do it. He did it before. We're going to do it again.
That report that came out that we've let over 666,000 criminals into this country, they are on our streets right now. I mean, that was a shocking, shocking report to come out.
Rich, you know what? It was shocking. I have to tell you, I got that report. I was walking into a county fair, and it took me a while to get my composure back because I was so angry, so frustrated, so unhappy, sad about that would occur. And then they just try to make excuses about it. They say, oh, no, the numbers weren't right. It was this, that, and the other thing. No, the numbers were right. Once again, they're all about finger-pointing blame and making excuses and a lot of hot air, a lot of talk, not doing anything about it. Look, the border is such a disaster. We're going to have to live with it probably for a generation. The drugs, the death, the human trafficking, my God. Yeah. And here you got Kamala talking about, you know, day one. Meanwhile, they caused all this. And then they try to pull the garbage that their bill was going to correct it. Their bill, Rich, I tell you, on a hand on top of a stack of Bibles, that bill would do nothing more than provide funding for resettlements and processing, and would have codified 5,000 plus a day of illegals coming into our country that President Trump, when he wins, would have to allow by law or get Congress to reverse it, which isn't easy. So they're just full of baloney. And look, we just got to win. Anyone who really tries to think about having some common sense when it comes to border security, look, reasonable. Wide gates, but high fences. The right energy policy, the right economic policy. Stop the crazy wasteful spending. Let's drive private investment and the private sector, not just make government bigger. You know, and one last thing I just want to add. You know, Harris was in Philly today talking about country over party. Mm-hmm. What a joke. All they are is about party first. That's where their power comes from, and that's all they care about.
You know, Congressman Dan Muser, I think you pointed out about numbers and statistics that they change. And, of course, you know, during the presidential debate, David Muir corrects Donald Trump when he's talking about crime. And now we know that Trump was right about this because the FBI quietly revised the violent crime statistics. And it was shameful that they fact checked him during that debate. But, you know, Real Clear Investigations has a whole piece on this. The FBI has quietly revised those numbers, releasing new data that shows violent crime increased in 2022 by 4.5%. And the Bureau made no mention of these revisions in its September 2024 press release. I mean, you know, we know it. We see it with our own eyes. And it's just like with the jobs numbers, they had to revise, too. They put out so much misinformation. And then they at the same time, they're always lecturing us about misinformation.
Yeah, you said it, Rich. And look, that David Muir, I wrote up something real strong but factual right afterwards. I mean, what he did was ridiculous, and it was wrong, and he probably knew it was wrong, trying to act as if crime is going down, and meanwhile, all these Soros, and literally Soros prosecutors in the cities, including our city of brotherly love, which to this day, it's still my favorite city in the world, but crime is way up. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about it. Everybody's unhappy about it, and nothing's being done. And then they have the audacity to try to correct President Trump when he states that crime is up and we need to do something about it. We need to support the police. We need to give them moral support. We need to provide added funding in the appropriate ways and more training and whatever's necessary and create an environment so they have more recruitment. They're nuts. Look, they lied during the 2020 election about the Hunter laptop. I mean, outrageous lies. What, 51 intelligence officers, Biden lying, all of them lying about it. Heck, even Zuckerberg had to admit he was asked to lie about it, and he did. He caved to them related to the laptop. And then the Steele dossier, just pages and pages of mistruths, of lies that Hillary Clinton and Gary Gensler paid $11 million for. I mean, these people are crazy. The only ones trying to undermine democracy is the Democrat Party, is the DNC, with their partners, the media. And look, nobody likes being subjective. I don't want to just say things and for the sake of sounding vitriolic here, but that's the story. That's the frustration of the American people, and that's why we're going to have such a turnout for our vote that, yes, it will be too big to rig.
Good, Congressman Dan Muser. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And before I let you go, and I appreciate your time today. I know you've had a long day going to being at the rally, speaking at the rally today with J.D. Vance, and you are working so hard to get Trump elected. And you're a great patriot, and I really appreciate all your hard work. Energy, Pennsylvania, today, Tim Walz babbles on lies about Kamala Harris and fracking. I mean, isn't it amazing that as we speak right now here, you know, right today, what is it, October 16th, we still have a ban on the export of liquid natural gas in this country? I mean, it's insane. And for anyone who thinks that this administration is going to get in there and be a friend to the fracking industry, that they would put liquid natural gas export facilities in, that they would do anything but try to block new drilling and new leases is out of their friggin' mind.
You couldn't have said it better, Rich, and that's the truth, and that's the fact. We could have a whole segment on this for the next hour. When they did this, they minimized, if not completely cut off, capital investment in our exports of LNG, even pipeline developments. It's greatly hurting us in Pennsylvania. The Marcellus Shale is in my district. You got large companies, good companies, laying off people, largely because of this outrageous LNG prohibition. And by the way, meanwhile, doing nothing but enriching our adversaries, including Iran, which we might call an enemy, okay? Mm-hmm. Billions and billions of dollars coming into Iran because of our export prohibitions. Russia, meanwhile, here we are providing funding for the Ukraines, and at the same time, we're fortifying Russia and its ability to export and sell its energy. It's so gas backwards, it's not even funny. We can't have people like this who forget about playing chess. They can't even play checkers. Their policy is one thing, but the results of their policies are detrimental to every single American. It's causing grocery prices to go up. It's causing gasoline prices to go up. It's weakening us as a nation. It's enriching and fortifying and emboldening our adversaries. And man, oh, man, we need to correct course. We need a change. We need to vote for Donald Trump to correct this nation's course and prove it to everyone, the right policy, the right execution, and the right patriotic leadership can make an unbelievable difference to all Americans.
Congressman Dan Muser, follow him on X at Rep Muser, and appreciate it, my friend. We will talk again hopefully next week.
Hey, Rich, thank you. Absolutely. You're the best.
You too,
pal. Great afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. As we continue along the show today, let me just say that the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect story, perfect smile, excuse me. And join him at his Cinnaminson office on Saturday, November 9th for their annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all those who've served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza, and bring your documents that need shredding. VeneriaDental.com. Trump was asked today, did a round town hall with women voters today, was asked a question about IVF. Abortion came up too on this. I thought it was an excellent town hall. The transgender question about women's sports came up as well. This is Trump on the IVF question. Take a listen.
Welcome back to Georgia. We are so happy that you're here. We're all very blessed to be here with you, and thank you for taking our questions. So I'm the mother of three small children, and I have many friends that have struggled with fertility issues over the years while trying to grow their families. And while they're pro-life, they're very concerned that the abortion bans will affect their ability to access IVF and other fertility treatments. So although abortion does lie with the states, what is your stance on that, and what would you say to those women?
So I got a call from Katie Britt, a young, just a fantastically attractive person from Alabama. She's a senator. And she called me up like emergency, because an Alabama judge had ruled that the IVF clinics were illegal and they have to be closed down. A judge ruled. And she said, friends of mine came up to me and they were so angry. I didn't even know they were going, it's fertilization. I didn't know they were even involved in it. Nobody talks about it. They don't talk about it. But now that they can't do it, she said, I was attacked in a certain way. I was attacked. And I said, explain IVF very quickly. And within about 2 minutes, I understood it. I said, no, we're totally in favor of IVF. I came out with a statement within an hour, a really powerful statement with some experts, really powerful. And we went totally in favor, the Republican Party, the whole party. Alabama legislature a day later overturned, meaning approved it, overturned, the judge essentially approved it. And we really are the party for IVF. We want fertilization, and it's all the way. And the Democrats tried to attack us on it, and we're out there on IVF even more than them. So we're totally in favor of it.
There you go. Good stuff right there. Excellent stuff. Let me play this clip for you. This is a video clip. Speaking of Pennsylvania and speaking of the illegal immigration issue, 2,000 Haitians, let's cue up cut 19, 2,000 Haitians were dropped in a town called Charleroi, Pennsylvania, a town of just 4,000 people. This is from Libs of TikTok. A Haitian guy attacked a girl on her way to school. Residents there report a rise in crime and car accidents. For your listening and viewing pleasure on our YouTube stream right now, cut 19.
There's been some assaults with some kids on the bus.
Okay.
One student attacked another American child on the bus.
Yeah, it was like a Haitian kid attacked a younger.
Yeah, and
American
I guess
kid,
he
right?
was like 20.
So it was a 20-year-old Haitian kid on the bus attacked a 14 or 15-year-old girl.
He told the girl to move, and she said no, and he grabbed her. It, like, really grabbed her.
Yeah.
And, like, wouldn't let her go. Like, they just get on the bus and go to school, you know, with like the elementary kid just to get a ride to school.
Like high school kids?
Yeah, and the schools don't do any, the school doesn't do anything about it.
That's what I was going to ask. Like,
the school does nothing about it.
Just
people complain all the time about things and they do nothing.
It's real. It's really happening. And then I have a clip of a woman in Aurora, Colorado. So you remember the interview the other day where Martha Raddatz says to J.D. Vance, you know, they're only taking over, these criminal gangs are only taking over just, you know, some apartment buildings, like a couple of apartment buildings. And J.D. Vance said, Martha, do you hear yourself right now? Like, you're talking about Venezuelan criminal gangs, and you're saying that they're only taking over some apartment buildings? I honestly, Babylon Bee today had a thing where they put the Twin Towers up, and they said, you know, terrorists only knocked over a couple of buildings. I mean, it's just the mindset of people like her is just insane to me. But here's a resident from Aurora, Colorado, slamming the media for downplaying the Venezuelan gangs after being forced from her apartment complex. Cindy Romero, an ex-Colorado resident, forced out of her apartment after a migrant gang attacked the building. Cut number 20.
I was pushed out of my apartment by gang activity, people carrying guns in the hallway and patrolling the grounds with guns. And now I'm speaking out because I've released my video that proves the existence of gangs in Aurora. I feel like the mayor and the governor and the APD all downplay the situation.
President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said are dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border?
I feel like it's a slap in the face. I'm a taxpayer. I pay my rent. I pay my bills. I do what I'm supposed to do. I feel like the media took my videos at face value and didn't do any research of their own. So they immediately said, oh, this can't be true, or this is only a few apartments. How many is okay?
Right.
There
Thank
were six
you.
People right, we'll jump, outside. Jump in my-
exactly right. How many's okay? How many's okay, Martha Raddatz? You know, and it's not okay if it's your apartment complex. And by the way, Martha Raddatz doesn't have to worry about this. I can guarantee you criminal gangs are not breaking into her apartment building. I can guarantee the doorman is probably not letting them through. All right? It's like enough. It's only a handful of apartment complexes are taken over. Like, dude, do you hear yourself? Here's a stunning admission by the NYPD. 20 Venezuelan gang members in New York City are behind 50 recent robberies on 42nd Street. And every single one of them is still out on the street. This is from Good Day New York, Cut 18.
What started out as a robbery crew, upwards of 50 robberies, 20 individuals arrested for upwards of 50 robberies. And out of those 20 individuals, every single one of them is on the streets today. So,
that's crazy. Now, there are reports that they're operating the Roosevelt Hotel, which used to be a very nice hotel in New York City. Now it's a migrant shelter. What are we talking about? What's going on inside this hotel that is now spilling out into the Times Square area?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a recruitment process.
Yeah, this is actually a recruitment process. It's insane. All right, listen, we got a lot more to come. The McCormick-Lesser Casey debate. So much to get to before the show wraps up today. We got an hour and a half to go. Trump vows to get men out of women's sports. And what is it with the Kamala Harris campaign trying to win over dudes? Why are they so bad at this? We're talking to my buddy A.J. Rice in the 6 o'clock hour about that as well. But listen, have an ocean holiday Thanksgiving this year. Let Hemingway's do the cooking and clean up while you enjoy the heated pool on Thanksgiving break. Visit GrandHotelCapeMay.com for their Thanksgiving packages. And I want to remind you, you know, as we broadcast live every day from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, even when I'm in the home studio, you hear me say that a lot, relationships matter. It's a guiding principle in how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience, always doing what is right, and making sure you drive away completely satisfied. That is what matters. Look, we drive the XC90. It is a great family car with that third row. I love it. We'll be taking the kids to Cape May. And yeah, we love to know that we'll get there safe and sound. It is the safest 7-passenger SUV on the market. But maybe you want something a little bit smaller. The XC40, great size SUV, and you can lease it, a 2025 model, for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease. Oh, this is going to have all the bells and whistles, latest technology, latest safety features as well, for only $435 a month. And you can also get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. That's amazing. We're talking about all these high interest rates and 3.99% financing, but you got to go to Cherry Hill Volvo because Judith and her team will always find you the most aggressive financing and pricing options. That's what you want to do, and support them because they stand with us. In this day and age of cancel culture, back the people who back us. And $435 a month for the XC40 is an incredible lease. So what are you waiting for? Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And hey, if you want to go with the C40, the electric, you can do a 2025 C40 for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease as well. So you got lots of options available for my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You'd love me.
Love the theme today. Great theme. Thank you, Justin. Well done. Well done indeed. Excellent stuff. Turned out to be a good show today, gents. Not bad. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. And DeSantis has his usual defenders on social media. Muggsy do. Matt, I'm old enough to remember when Zioli hated YouTube and now he's demanding Zoom. How times have changed. Fair enough.
Good point.
Number of the YouTube community, be nice to Matt. Be nice. And Mama Zioli chimed in. Be nice to Matt, baby. He works so hard for you. He works so
Thank
hard
you,
for
Zioli.
You, baby.
At this point, though, if you were nice to me, it would feel weird.
Yeah, it would mean you were, like, on your way out the door or something.
Yeah,
you know?
That means I definitely did do something wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, the shiv is coming at that point, you know what I mean? That's like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, getting ready, and he turns out he gets whacked in the back of the head. So, you don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that, no.
No, definitely not. That would be, and that would make everybody weird and uncomfortable. And that woman who writes the hate mail directed at me every day because of your how you're treated, she would know what to do, you know? What was her name? Betty? Betsy? What was her name? Your mom? Yeah, what was her name?
It wasn't my mom. She's probably with you.
she's on board.
Yeah, she's like, scream at him more.
Yeah, maybe he'll get the hint. Well, we got some more video audio for you, audio video from last night's debate between Senator Bob Casey, the lesser Casey, and Dave McCormick. This is a must-win race, and I really do think this race McCormick can win. I do. This race has tightened up a lot. Casey, look, if Trump wins, I think McCormick wins. I think Trump's going to win, so I think McCormick's going to win too. I can't imagine voters going in there. Voting Trump in Pennsylvania and then voting for the lesser Casey. I just can't imagine it. And the enthusiasm factor we're seeing with the Republican voters and the return numbers, the registration numbers, all these metrics look really, really good right now. The polls are tied. McCormick has come back from behind in a big, big way here. Let's start with cut number one. Many of the dumb Biden-Harris-Casey policies, their energy policy. I'm so glad he talked about this. Cut number one.
Well, of the many dumb Biden-Harris-Casey policies, our energy policy is probably the worst because we've restricted our natural gas ability to export, drill and have pipelines for natural gas with EPA mandates, with all these huge subsidies to China for lithium batteries and solar panels. So we've depressed our natural gas here in Pennsylvania when it's the key to economic growth. It's the key to national security. And it's the key to climate change. That natural gas exported around the world is how we're going to reduce global climate change, not by the Paris Accords, which basically puts constraints on us, but not India and China. It's by replacing coal-fired plants in India and China. That's why emissions in the United States are down by about 15% over the last 10 years. So we're making huge progress on this, and that's what we need to continue to do, is export our natural gas, develop our natural gas. I'm for all of the above. I'm for nuclear. I'm just not for these huge subsidies for solar and wind and electric vehicles that are driving up our dependence on China and driving up the cost of energy for everyday working families in
Senator
Pennsylvania.
Casey.
It's amazing to me we still have a ban on the export of liquid natural gas at this moment, that they have not reversed that ban. It's actually mind-boggling. I mean, it is so politically stupid to keep that ban in place right now, but it shows you, it's a preview of what's to come if the Democrats win. It is a preview, because in a smart administration, they would undo that as they're in a general election and say, oh, it's a temporary thing. It's still on the books right now. And look, I get it. I mean, Joe Biden hates her and wants her to lose. I get it. I understand that point. But wouldn't you think somebody would convince them that this is bad? You need to win Pennsylvania. You've got a ban on liquid natural gas exports. It's beyond stupid political policy. It's a bad policy, too. And this is, let's see here now. McCormick talked about being married to an immigrant. His wife, Dina, is a wonderful, lovely person. But he says, you know, we got to have a border. We got to have a country. We got to have a border. We got to have a country of laws. Cut number four.
Well, I'm married to an immigrant, so I'm certainly very pro-legal immigrant. We are a country of immigrants. We're also a country of laws. And under Biden, Harris, and Casey, I mean, this is another career politician election year epiphany from Punxsutawney Bob, who comes up every 6 months before every election. I mean, under 3.5 years of the Biden-Harris administration, there was nothing done on the border. It was an absolute disaster. 10 million illegal immigrants, people on the terrorist watch list. The fentanyl crisis has grown. I've got Sheriff Ott here is a good friend of mine who lost a son to the wide open borders that resulted under the weakness and the failure of Casey, Biden, and Harris. And this fentanyl crisis is going absolutely crazy. We've got to secure the border. Senator Casey just did a commercial where he was standing in front of the wall, the very wall that he derided and said we didn't need a wall when President Trump came into office. That's absolute chutzpah. That is a career politician in action. We need to secure the border. We need to go after the cartels with military. We need to treat them as the terrorist threat they are. And of course, we need to embrace the fact that we're a country of immigrants. We can't tolerate hate, but we also can't tolerate a wide open border that's damaging the security of Americans.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick.
Thank you.
Thanks to Newman Price for sending this over to us for the first time on Polymarket, the betting site. Michigan just turned pink. /red. It's been tan for months. And I'm pretty sure Trump's up like what? Matt, what is it, like 20 points right now on Polymarket? If I'm not mistaken. It's pretty high. I know that. DeSantis left to go get a bologna sandwich. He's not even listening to the show right now.
No, I'm here. Yeah, he was. He had 58%, I think, when we checked yesterday.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And the Real Clear Politics aggregate of polling now has Trump up 1 in Michigan. But this time in 2020, what was it? Biden was up by what? How many in Michigan? Do you know on this day?
I don't off the top of my head, but give me a second.
I want to say, well, I know it was, he was up, Biden was up 8 in Pennsylvania around this time last year, or 2020. Hillary Clinton was up, I think, like 10 or something like that. You can see the day, this day in history on the aggregate poll.
I have it if you want it. So Biden was up 7.2 in 2020. And then on October 16th in 2016, Hillary was actually up 11.4.
In Michigan.
Yeah, in Michigan.
A state that Trump won.
Correct.
So if Trump's up 1 in Michigan, and the historical accuracy of these polls shows that the polling numbers are low for him, he might have a significant lead in Michigan right now.
Well, there was that poll from the New York Times. It's a little dated now. I think it was about 2 weeks ago, where they actually weighted their polling results to counter that that silent Trump voter that they weren't able to capture in polling in 2016 or 2020. And if that is reflective of what's going on now, he was winning in every single swing state, and he was winning pretty big, like at least 4 points basically everywhere.
Except New Mexico, or including New Mexico?
I don't know about New Mexico.
I'm curious because that one's still, the Polymarket still has him as blue in New Mexico. Interesting, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe that was tan. New Mexico's tan.
Oh, it's tan now. Oh. Okay, good. Well, look, I always say to you guys, pollsters, they don't lose their job if they're wrong. But if you make a bet and you don't pay up, your bookie will break your friggin' legs. You know what I mean? So you're putting your money where your mouth is because you know you could get into a lot of trouble if you don't pay up that bet.
Yeah, because as it stands right now, looking at the live thing, Trump's ahead on Polymarket by 17.3 points. It's 58.5% Trump to 41.2% Harris.
Wow. Thank you, Justin. Like I said, you don't mess with the bookies, all right? You know, it's one thing to play fun and games with your friends, but when you're putting money on this, if you lose, you got to pay up. Pollster loses and no big deal. Nothing happens to him. They go, oh, I got it wrong. And, you know, they write a book. McCormick also talked about the number of Americans dying from fentanyl because of the open borders. Cut number 5.
116,000 people died last year from fentanyl. On your watch, right, on your watch. That's two Vietnams, 8 years of war in Vietnam, 58,000. So the failure and those weakness, that the fact that you and Biden and Harris aren't standing up and taking accountability is a true disgrace. And the fact that you're finally taking action doesn't make the failure of action in the past any more palatable.
I get asked a question on Twitter by Denny, who says, Rich, aren't you worried about illegal voting in Pennsylvania? I'm always worried about that stuff. That's why, Denny, if you're worried, you should go to protectthevote.com, sign up to be a poll watcher, because they need help. I can tell you, though, I've never seen the effort so organized. Like, I got a friend of mine who sent me a note, and, you know, she said in her note, she said, you really need to focus on election integrity in Philly and the corruption. I do. But I also know in all my years of politics, I've never seen the operation this well-oiled to protect the vote. Between the work of my buddy Linda Kearns and protectthevote.com, swampthevote.com, trumpforce47.com, they are not playing around here. They are filing lawsuits. They're going to have over 100,000 poll workers in Pennsylvania. I mean, they are not messing around. So, of course, I'm worried about it. But, you know, I got an email from somebody today saying something like, it doesn't matter. Trump's going to wind up. They're going to steal it. Like, I refuse to go into this election with that mindset. I refuse. Because if you do that, people are going to stay home. If you go out there and you say, no matter what, they're going to steal this election from Trump, that's going to depress voter turnout. I refuse to play that game. What you do is you stay on top of it. You make sure that people sign up. So I would say if you're worried about this, which everybody should be, sign up, be a poll watcher, get engaged, get involved. They need your help with this stuff. Don't just, you know, don't. And I'm not saying you, Denny, but it's easy to sit in the cheap seats and go, oh, they're going to steal the vote. Well, then, you know, get in the game, do something about it. Sign up, help out. They need your help. They're engaging lawyers all around the state, and they're doing this in every swing state. If you heard Chairman Michael Whatley from the RNC yesterday, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of poll watchers across the country in the swing states that matter to ensure voter integrity. And yeah, there's going to be problems. There's going to be issues. There's going to be court challenges. There's going to be nonsense. 100%. And they're already, you know, setting the stage for this. You got news reports coming out and saying, well, we're not going to have the vote counted in Philadelphia, but we'll know Pittsburgh. Like, yeah, it's stuff like that that makes me go, what? You know, and the stories about people getting the inner ballot, the secrecy envelope mailed to them, and it's already sealed shut. They go, yeah, you know, open it up and put your ballot in and scotch tape it and send it back in. No, don't do that. And then somebody at the Board of Elections or whatever in Philly is going to go, oops, that ballot fell out, and then, you know, put another one in there, a different one. So, of course, we got to be on top of all these things, but I'm not going to sit here some sort of doom and gloom and go, no matter what, they're going to steal this one and Trump's going to lose. And then what the hell's the point of voting? I mean, what's the point of getting out there and working hard? I mean, do you honestly think that, I mean, do you think Donald Trump is working so hard right now to win this election? Do you think he thinks he's going to have it stolen? He's worried about it. But, I mean, what's the point if you just go into this with this mindset of, well, no matter what, they're going to steal it? No. And you got to make it too big to rig. That's why they keep saying that, too big to rig. Do that, and then, you know, we're going to be okay. I'm not saying that they're not going to try. They're always going to try. I've been in politics since I was in sixth grade. I get it. I watched in Jersey when Democrats used to hand out cigarettes and cash to people to get them to vote. I've seen every trick in the book. And of course, the dead will rise as they do every Halloween and vote in Philadelphia. Of course, but know all that, take the precautions and get involved and get out there and get your vote and bank that vote. It's all you can do. Got to focus on what you can control in life. All right, listen, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because my friends Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Make sure you tell them I sent you and take advantage of that 10% off inflation relief discount. Please do that today. And also, too, when I tell you that Emmons is the real deal, they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.